Eric, thank you. Good morning, everybody. We start with a day one recap of the Girls State Wrestling Tournament inside Extreme Arena in Coralville with our Koloff Media sports teammate, Zarin Eggestol.
We had a ton of quarterfinalists, though only picked up two winners in the quarterfinal round. Eight total quarterfinalists coming in. Again, two of those girls are moving on to the semifinals. Everybody else is off to consolation round number four, though it was a pretty good consolation round number three, as the area goes 3-for-4 in that round and will send a total of 9 wrestlers to compete in the final day of the tournament. Let's start first with the quarterfinals. It was Muzzer of Anamosa. She got a medical default and went to the semifinals. Also, it was Taylor Stifle of East Buchanan. She is also off to the state semifinals of the fall in 3:12. Everybody else fell in the quarterfinals. East Buchanan had 6 in the quarterfinals. They went 1-for-5 as Destiny Crum fell. Adeline Sabaka fell 3:35. Miley Walls fell in a decision 10-0. Izzy Strickert fell in a decision 7-2. Brooklyn Graham fell in a fall in 3:27. And Allison Crum of East Buchanan fell in a decision 8-2. In the consolation round number 3 side, it was Anna O'Rear of West Delaware. She is off to consolation round number 4. She picked up a fall in 1:58. Western Dubuque also found a fall from both of their girls. Both Western Dubuque's girls that were here found a fall in consolation round 3 to move on to consolation round number 4. Adriana Shepherd at 2:35, a fall in 1:51, and Sheridan Engelken a fall at 1:90 in 2:14. She will also move on to round number 4. 10:45 will be our first report here on KMCH. We'll have semifinals and the blood round. Wrestleback round 4, wrestleback round 5, 7th place matches, and then we will have finals, 3rd place, and 5th place matches, and we will have all those reports for you throughout the day from 10:45 all the way up until about 9:45 again tonight. I'm Zarin Eggestol for Koloff Media Sports.
Those updates tonight will be during our Iowa Hawkeye men's basketball coverage from the Hawkeye Radio Network, starting with pregame coverage at 5 o'clock with Gary Dolphin and Bobby Hansen from Carver Hawkeye Arena in Iowa City as the Hawkeyes host the Buckeyes of Ohio State. A 6 o'clock tip-off time from Carver Hawkeye Arena, as that game can also be viewed on FS1. In high school basketball, the last full night of the regular season as the postseason begins next week on Thursday for the girls and Friday for the boys. Tonight, the West Delaware Hawks take on Center Point Urbana, the girls on the road in Center Point. The boys hosting the Storm and Pointers at Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School will have coverage from that boys' contest around 7:30 as the 1-15 Hawks host the 3-13 Storm and Pointers on senior night for the WD boys, recognizing the 5 seniors on this year's squad: Brody Kafer, Conrad Smith, Dion Wilson, Boston McCauley, and Mason Rowling. Bill Logan will join me for our coverage tonight again around 7:30, live on the KMCH Sports video stream at KMCH.com. The West Delaware girls and boys bowling teams participating in their final regular season meet of the year yesterday as they traveled down to May City Bowl in Cedar Rapids, taking on Isaac Newton Christian Academy. The Hawk girls winning 25-61 to 11-65. It's the highest score of the season for the girls and the Hawk boys, who posted a 32-93 to Isaac Newton Christian Academy's 23-31. On the girls' side, they had a very good day with 5 of their 6 bowlers over 300, Anna Sickles and a 359 series, Cassidy Hack with a 357, Natalie Palmer a 346, Amelia Schneiders a 344, Keely Cole rolled a 330, and Mia Cuevas a 296 series, Baker Round average of 165. On the boys' side, Brady Hartke led the way with a 504 series, Travis Sullivan a 459, Ethan Sellers a 452, John Wickman a 420, Lewis Schantz a 415, and Hayden Tucker a 341 series. The boys' Baker Round average was a 209. The Hawk bowlers will be off until next Friday when they travel down to Marion to take part in the WAMAC Conference Tournament. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Friday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.